And it's time now for Spotlight. Our guest this morning is Stu Strumwasser. We're talking about Stu's book, The Organ Broker. Stu, welcome to the show this morning.
Thanks very much for having me, gentlemen.
I tell you what, going through a little information, you are a creative writer, also a musician. How did you come upon this subject to write about, Stu?
You know, I'm not really sure how the idea of organ transplantation first got stuck in my head, but for a long time, this was a story that I wanted to write. And for me, what was much more interesting was not so much the organ shortage crisis, which so few people in America even know about, or the black market, which has turned into a multi-billion dollar global business, but really more just the guy. Like, who in America would become a black market organ broker? That was of great fascination to me.
And what did you find doing research? Because a lot of folks might be thinking, really, that happens? Well, it does, and we're talking big money, right?
Yeah, it's the extent of this is unbelievable. When I started researching this book, it was 2008. It took years to write, rewrite, get myself a new agent, get it sold, and all these things. And 7 years later, my book comes out in a week. Well, when I started writing the first draft, the waiting list for desperately needed life-saving, you know, replacement body parts, which is mostly kidneys, was about 90,000 people. 7 years later, it's already ballooned to 124,000 people. 21 people every day in America die because an organ wasn't donated in time. Most Americans, most of my friends and colleagues, have no idea this is even going on. And the craziest part, and what's kind of motivated me to become an advocate and try to create awareness about this, is that it's also fixable. And I feel that the government is really not, you know, keeping an eye on this and doing what could be done to try to save thousands of American lives every year.
Stu, you became involved with DonateLifeAmerica.net, and we'll talk about that organization. But did you ever think, when you started to write this, how it would change your life? Because clearly it has affected your life.
I didn't. You know, I really had no idea about the extent of the problem. I never set out to become an expert on this. I'm not a medical expert. I just thought, you know, to write about this guy and this story in the black market, I wrote a thriller, you know, but to write this story, I thought I need to responsibly be informed and be able to speak to it in an intelligent way. And I began by, you know, interviewing some organ transplant recipients. That led to conversations with academic experts, bioethicists, and I did, in fact, have a few conversations with people who would, prefer to remain unknown. I had a lunch with a black market organ broker. They call themselves transplant tourism directors because most of their business takes place overseas. I had a lunch for 2 hours with a guy like that in L.A. once that was just mind-blowing. But the more that I had these conversations and the more that I learned about the extent of the problem here, how many people were affected, you know, it was hard just not to become kind of angry about it and frustrated. And so, you know, I understand that I can't fix this problem, but while I'm out promoting my book and talking with guys like you and getting an opportunity to talk in front of your listener audience, if I can direct a few people to register to be a donor who might not have otherwise, you know, been so, or, you know, create awareness among a few more people, you never know. I mean, for every person who signs up to become an organ donor, they might one day save the lives of 8 other people.
And so it's very easy to do, isn't it?
Yeah, it's incredibly easy to do. Just go to DonateLife.net. You can sign up to be an organ donor in 2 minutes. The crazy thing is that in a famous poll conducted by Gallup 10 years ago, they found that 95% of Americans support organ donation. Most religious organizations support organ donation. Some people think otherwise. It's not true. Pope John Paul came out and made statements that organ donation was highly supported by the church. Despite 95% support, only 45% of eligible Americans bother to check the box on their driver's license. So we do urge people, take 2 minutes now or after this, you know, conversation, and go to DonateLife.net. You can register very quickly, and you never know. Someday, you know, it could mean saving somebody's mother, father, you know, friend. It's important.
Stu, you talk about organ brokers and a black market and all the under-table dealings and that sort of stuff and dealings outside the United States. would you blame anyone if they got involved when they thought that was their only chance to survive?
I got to tell you, I don't want to be the moral authority. I mean, I'm not. I can't be the moral authority. But I can tell you what I would do. You know, right now the waiting list, you know, in the 80s it was a few months and there were a few thousand names. Government's not doing enough. Supply doesn't keep up with demand. When you find out now that, you know, obesity leads to diabetes, 29 million Americans now diabetic, that can lead to end-stage renal disease, and that can lead to the need for either dialysis or a transplant. Dialysis is not fun. So you find out you need a kidney transplant now. The average wait is 7 years, and about 18 people die every day while waiting. To buy a kidney on the black market and travel to a third, you know, world country and buy a kidney and get it done at a hospital would cost on average about $150,000. It's a lot of money, but if you get a good match, you could live 20, 30, 40 years. So what would I do? I think I would take a trip to South Africa or Thailand.
Mm-hmm. It is 8:26 AM, 48 degrees. We're talking about the organ broker. Our guest is author Stu Strumwasser, and we'll have more in a minute.
Getting ready for a garage sale and not sure if the box of spoons from Grandma are sterling or if some of that costume jewelry from your aunt is really gold? Make sure you get top prices. Bring any silver or gold, U.S. and foreign coins, and jewelry that is costume or made with gold, silver, or platinum to save more jewelry. They buy it all, and they pay top prices. Isn't it better to sell to someone local that you can trust? A family-owned and operated business that's been around for over 25 years. Save more jewelry. Tucked inside a historic building, 816 North 2nd Street, just off Madison Avenue, Mankato.
Terry T here. Join me every Thursday starting May 7th at Buster's off Madison Avenue as American Classics and Hot Rods presents the Thursday Night Roll-In. We'll have food and drink specials, roasted chicken, gourmet burger baskets, Bud Light and Coors Light, and of course prizes, all sorts of prizes. Come check out the rides, catch up with friends, and enjoy a good time. The Buster's Thursday Night Roll-Ins starting May 7th, 5 o'clock at Buster's Bar and Grill off Madison Avenue, Mankato.
It is 827. Dr. Jen from Good Morning America and co-host of The Doctor's Next Hour at 940. A few minutes left with our guest, Stu Strumwasser, talking about the organ broker.
Stu, tell us about Jack Traynor.
Well, Jack is the protagonist in my story. He is the organ broker. And Jack, you know, had a difficult childhood and, you know, kind of paid his own way through college and law school by selling drugs in New York back in the 80s. He kind of accidentally falls into this weird, you know, clandestine world and becomes a transplant tourism director. But Jack is, you know, like most people, he's not black or white. He's conflicted. And his guilt kind of builds up to a point where a couple of events, the death of a client and meeting the son that he never knew he had, leads him to want to seek redemption. And that's kind of the arc of what happens to him throughout this story.
We have just about a minute left. Stu, you know, I do have my box checked on my driver's license. I am an organ donor. But for folks that are not, and they go to this website, what happens to that information that you get?
Well, that just goes into a national registry.
Okay.
But, you know, I'll also point out, guys, the problem is bigger than that. You know, as individuals, what can we do? Well, we can sign up to be an organ donor, and everybody please should. In addition, understand that, you know, most organs come from people who end up brain dead in a hospital. And unfortunately, those families get asked the worst questions at the worst time. Many of them say no. And thousands of life-saving organs every year go in the garbage. And this is a bigger question and maybe a conversation for another day when we have more time. But there's a political challenge here. It's not a medical failure. It's a governmental one. But I hope that people will read my book because it's fun, thrilling, and fascinating. And I do hope that everyone who's listening will each do their one little tiny part and at least register to be a donor because it could save somebody's life.
Yeah, hey, pleasure having you on the show this morning. And you said the book drops next week?
The book is released on May 5th, but actually as of, I believe, midnight last night, you can order it right now on Amazon.com, The Organ Broker.
Hey, great success with your book and thank you for your time this morning. Very interesting and worthwhile topic. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
Stu Strumwasser again, the book, The Organ Broker.
And donate Life America. Just go to their website. If you look, if you search Donate Life, you'll find it.
And you say it's a good
website.
It's
a really nice website. Very well done.
All right. And take just a few minutes to maybe save someone's life today.